If you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15. Now, I'm going to cut this down to a two-part. So, Sunday after next, now next Sunday you got a guest speaker coming, so the next Sunday I'll finish up this message. So, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, and when you get there, I'd like to ask you to stand as I read from God's Word. Today I'm going to be preaching on the importance of studying the Bible. The importance of studying the Bible. And I'm going to read it. I've got the New King James scripture in here, but I'm going to read it from the King James Version. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the reading of your word. And God, we just pray that your Holy Spirit will speak to us today, Father. Let every word come from you, Lord. Nothing from my thoughts or my flesh. And God, let us realize today how important it is that we study your word, that we get to know your word, that we memorize your word, that we live it each and every day and make it a part of our lives. And we just thank you now and we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. I don't know about you, but when I first became a Christian, this book became one of the most important books I ever started reading. How many of you like to study? Anybody like to study? Yeah, there's some few hands going up. How many of you like to study in school? Did anybody like taking their books home and studying? I see a few heads. Yeah, I see some iffy kind of looks that going on out there. Well, there's a lot of people who don't like to study and a lot of people who don't like to read. And I was one of those in school. I really didn't like to study or read. But the moment that I got saved, I started getting into this word. And I didn't understand it when I first started reading. Some of it I did. Some of it was kind of foreign sounding to me. But the more I got into the word, I found out that it was taking a place in my life. It was starting to build a character inside of me. It was starting to make me a stronger Christian, and it was helping me in my daily Christian walk. And the more I read, you know, I would get into places in the Bible that I would not understand, and I would go to the Lord in prayer, and I would ask God through His Holy Spirit to show me what He was trying to say to me in this word. And every time that I would just sit and meditate on what I had read, I would just close my eyes and I would just concentrate on the scripture. And the Lord would speak to my heart through the Holy Spirit and show me the different meanings of the word. And every time I have gone back and reread the same scriptures, I have gotten to a point where God shows me something different each and every time. And that's what I like about God's Word. I could sit and read, you know, a fiction book, and if I read it one time, and then if I was to sit down and read again, I'm kind of bored with it. But when I sit down and read God's Word, to me, it's always exciting. There's something new to be found, something new to be discovered about it. And one thing that I have found out, if I miss a morning of reading the Word of God, I feel out of place. How about you? Anybody else kind of go through that? Yeah. I know that for me, to get up in the morning, I go in, sit down on the couch, I always get me a glass of water. I like to drink a glass of water first thing in the morning. And I sit down and I have a time of prayer, because I am preparing a time of actual what I call worship. When I sit down to study this word, for me, that's a worship time. You may call it something different. Most of you may call it like a devotional. But whatever it is, it's a sacred time between you and God. And so I like to get the word out and I like to pray over it. And I ask the Lord to show me. I don't go by it like a devotional book. and that tells you what scripture to read for the day. I just ask the Lord to give me the scripture, what He wants me to read. And every time that I read something in this Word, He shows me the scripture that I've needed, because I've either been praying about something, or somebody has asked me a question about the Bible, and maybe I didn't quite have an answer. Excuse me. But every time I start reading the Word, God shows me something new in it each and every day. So if I miss if I miss my morning reading, like I said, I feel out of place. And there's a lot of mornings that I get up and I've left the house, you know, in a hurry because maybe I was running late, maybe I want to sleep in a little bit longer. And when I left the house, I felt like I had done something really wrong by not spending this time in the Word. And every time I've gotten in the Word and started to read, I have started to experience the greatest joy. I've started to experience a closeness with God. And in my life, I want to make it a point to get as close to God as I can. Because in this world, we deal with a lot of fear. We deal with a lot of bad news. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on. You know, this past couple weeks, you know, I've gotten reports in my family of people being diagnosed with cancer. And one of the greatest things that I think that I heard last week out of my cousin Julie, diagnosed with breast cancer, she had made the statement that I have God on my side. And she said, even though I'll be facing this journey, I won't be facing it alone. And she said, I have a certain victory through Jesus Christ my Lord, because she reads her Word. She lives for the Lord. And I'm thinking, wow, that's exciting to see that somebody who knows God, who reads the Word, even though they've gotten bad news, they're not afraid of what they're about to face. And that's what God's Word does for us on a daily basis. The Word of God, when we read it, it helps us to stand strong. The devil will fight against you. The devil doesn't want you to get close to God in any way, shape, or form. So he will bring a lot of things in front of you. He'll put, you know, maybe the kitchen's got to be cleaned or whatever. Some little task has to be done. Because the devil does not want you to get into God's Word. The devil doesn't want you to have a close relationship with God. He doesn't want you to know the Word so that you can stand in the moments when you feel like you can't stand. The devil doesn't want you to be strong in the moments that you're weak. So if he can keep you away from the Lord, then he will put many different things in front of you. But we have got to make it a point as Christian people. If we, you know, last week I preached on, you know, loving God, how important it is for us to love God. And if we love God, if we've made this commitment, then this book right here should be one of the most important books we read. I know I've gone into some homes, you know, and I've seen people come to church, and I've gone into some homes to talk to people, and they'd say, well, I wish I had more time to read the Bible, but we just don't. We're so busy with this and that, and you know, life can present a lot of opportunities to push the Word of God out. And like I said, that's exactly what the devil wants for us. But if we start to read this Word, it starts to build that relationship with the Lord. It helps us to have faith. It helps us to be strong. You know, back in the days of the Bible, they didn't have Google to look up things. You know, when I study the Word, sometimes I may come up across something that maybe I don't understand, and I can go right to Google and type it in, and man, I get this hit list of all this information, and I start reading, and the more I start to read, I'm fascinated by the things that I'm learning. But back in the days when the prophets were receiving the Word of God and they were writing, they had to be in tune with the Lord. They didn't have the internet. They didn't have concordances. But what they did was they studied the word that was given to them because they wanted to live a right life. They wanted to stand with the Lord. They wanted to show God that they were faithful to Him. And that's why the word says, study to show thyself approved unto God. One thing that used to amaze me, when my grandpa was a pastor, he would sit down with me and he would say, Jimbo, what is, and he would call out, you know, Matthew 10:12, what is it? I'd say, I don't know, Grandpa. And he could quote scripture. My grandfather would sit and he would read the word, and he read the word so much that he was almost like a walking Bible. And there's a lot of preachers, there's a lot of Christian people who could take you right through this word, and they know it all. They've got a great memory. That's a gift I don't have. But I was always impressed with my grandfather because I could come to him with something on my heart, something troubling me, or I could call him on the phone. And every time that I had something on my mind and I would share it with him, you know what my grandfather would say? You know what the Bible says, Jimbo? And I'd say, please tell me. And he would always share with me somewhere in the Bible relating to what I was going through. He would share with me God's Word. And then this is what he would say to me. I want you to take what I have told you, and he said, I want you to read it every day this week. He would say, I want you to meditate on it. I want you to think about it. He said, I don't want you to think about nothing else. And he said, most importantly, I want you to pray that God will bring His Word and make it alive to you. And I thought, make it alive to me? And I didn't really understand. And he said that I would see the meaning, that I would see deep into what God's Word was speaking to me. And the more that I started doing this very thing, I noticed that when I was going through a difficult time, that I was going right back into the Word, and I would go find Scripture. If I was troubled, I always went to the book of Philippians chapter 4. If I was worried about, you know, money or finances, I would always go into the book of Matthew. And I was always reading about how God was supplying our, you know, my needs, how God was taking care of me. And when I didn't feel like anybody cared about me, you ever go through that? There's so much Scripture in the Bible that tells us how much God loves us. But so many Christian people today, really, if you ask them how much they read, a lot of people would say, I don't read enough. Or, I wish I read more, but work has got, I'm too involved in work, or I'm too involved in my family. The Apostle Paul, he had emphasized the importance of studying God's Word. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 13, he had wrote in his letter to Timothy, the cloak that I left at Troas with Carpus, when thou comest, bring with thee and the books, but especially the parchments. See, and Paul was saying that to Timothy because Paul was one who loved to study God's Word. You remember what Paul was like before he got saved, before he had the experience with the Lord on the road to Damascus. He was a murderer. He hated Christians. He didn't want anything to do with them. But then the moment he had this experience with God, it turned his life completely around. And he went from a guy who hated Christian people, he became a guy that loved the Lord, and he made it a point in his life to be the best witness that he could be before other people. And if he had left something behind, well, he left the Word behind. He wanted Timothy to bring it to him because he loved to spend his time in the Word. So as I said, back in the days of the Bible, they didn't have Bible programs. They didn't have dictionaries. They had to go through scrolls and manuscripts. The preachers back then didn't give a chapter and a verse like we do today. They had to remember everything about God's Word. They had to write it down. They had to memorize it and then go find the scrolls. It was a daily study. So for us as Christian people, God's Word should be a daily study. I don't ever want to turn on the television set if I know I haven't read from God's Word. Somebody told me one day, quite a few years back, they said, "Do you know what Bible stands for?" Of course, I'm not into all these acronyms and things. And I said, "No, what do you mean?" And they said, "It stands for Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth." And I thought, well, that's pretty cool. So we have an instruction book. We have a manual. How many of you, men, when you bought something at the hardware store or at Walmart, how many of you unpacked something out of a box and then got the instructions out and read it before you put it together? Oh, I've done that many times and found out I had parts left over, and I thought, well, that ain't right. According to the instructions, there's no extra parts that were packed in those bags, but I've got 3 and 4 parts, and now I'm afraid to start this thing. Might get a foot took off. I don't know. But all I can know is that if this is the basic instructions before I leave Earth, well, then this is going to teach me how to live. This is going to teach me how to be a witness. This is going to teach me how to stand when I feel like I'm not strong enough. And reading the Word has taken such a precedence in my life. When Janine and I get up in the morning, she'll come up, get up in the morning, and she'll sit on the couch, and she'll like to have her coffee first and, kind of get woke up before she gets into doing her devotion time. But I always find something in the Word, and I'll read it, and I'll say, "Janine, let me share this with you. I really feel like I need to share it." And when I read something from the Scripture, it's always neat to see her eyes light up. And when her eyes light up, she says to me, "I've been thinking about that." Or someone came to me, had a question, or we had a discussion about the Bible, and I wasn't really sure, but what you just read, they gave me the answer I needed. And I said, then we need to thank the Lord. See, God works in mysterious ways. And if, like I said, if we love God and we say that we do, then this should be the one thing we pick up all the time and read. Because when I read it, like I said, I love to read all the good old stories in the Bible. I love to read about David and Goliath. I love to read about the resurrection of Jesus from the dead on the third day. I love to read these stories because they are true. And not only that, this Word has power. This Word has power to help me live through each and every day. So when I got up this morning and did my devotion, I did for today because that's what I'm living in. This Word will help me to walk through each step of this day. And if somebody comes up to me that I don't know, but I get a chance to witness to them, then I know that I have hidden God's Word in my heart that I can share it with them and that Word could make a difference in their life. The Word of God is so powerful, it can change any person. And I told you this a few weeks ago, I don't care how mean or how awful somebody is or evil, the Word of God is so powerful, it can take the worst evil heart and it can turn it around and it can make that person the most loving, sincere witness that you could ever know. I'm going to share just a quick little story that's a true story. Back many years ago, there was a member of a motorcycle gang, and his nickname was Tiny. Tiny was 6'3", He was very muscle bound. He was part of the motorcycle gang, and long beard, big old thick beard, leather had earrings, tattoos. I think someone told me that he had love and hate tattooed on those fingers, the letters, love and hate, across there. And they said he was the most foulest, most evil, despicable person that you would ever know. And this Tiny had an encounter at a truck stop with a truck driver. This truck driver had a big semi that said Jesus is Lord down the side of the trailer. And he had taken a cassette tape and given it to Tiny. He'd witnessed to him, and Tiny basically told him, you know, don't talk to me about it. I'll kill you. I don't want to hear that stuff. But the truck driver still gave him the cassette tape and said, I want you to listen to that. And he actually stuck it into his tape player on his bike and then turned around and run back for his truck. And as Tiny got on his motorcycle and he started going down the highway, that tape started playing inside his little tape player. And there's a message about Jesus' love. I don't remember really remember what the message was or the scripture. But Tiny said in his testimony, he pushed the eject button and pushed it and pushed it, and the tape would not come out. And he said finally he had listened to that enough. He got down the highway, he saw a little bitty church, and he pulled his motorcycle into the parking lot of that church, goes inside through the front door, and starts yelling out loud, where's the preacher? Where's the preacher? And about the time the preacher of the church come out the back and took one look at him wearing that leather and all that, you know, that beard and all and the tattoos, and the preacher said he felt like he wanted to go run and hide, thought he was there to kill him. And Tiny said, preacher, I want you to come down here and talk to me. And he started telling him about everything he heard on the tape. He said, I don't understand it. I want you to explain it to me. So the preacher got the Bible out with his hands trembling, of course, opened the Bible and started to share with Tiny about the Lord. And it was about that time that Tiny started to cry. And you know what he did? He gave his heart and his life to Jesus on the front seat of the pew in that church that morning. And Tiny said he jumped up, excited and shouted. Said he picked up that preacher off the floor and bear hugged him and just shook him. Said he was so happy and put him back down. He said the preacher literally ran to the back of the church to go hide from him. So Tiny got on his motorcycle, rode as fast as he could back home to where his wife was, and he busted through the front door. And Tiny says he used to beat his wife a lot. So when he would come through the front door, she would go run and hide and cry and beg him not to beat on her again. And Tiny just walked through the front door of the house, said he picked up his wife, and said, woman, you're coming with me. Took her outside, put her on the motorcycle, went right back to that church that he had just left, pulled up front, took his wife, literally drug her into the front doors, and says, preacher, where are you? So the preacher come back out, and he said, now, woman, you sit down there on that pew, and I want you to talk to this preacher. And he said, preacher, tell her everything you just told me this morning about Jesus. And the preacher shared with Tiny's wife, and she got saved. And from that moment on, their lives were turned completely around. And to this day, Tiny and his wife are part of a Christian motorcycle association. They live out in California, and they spend a lot of regular times going to these motorcycle rallies where the lewdest of things take place, where they drink and it's awful. and they go and witness. And I guarantee if Tiny would come up witness to you, I think you'd probably listen at the size of this man. But I'm telling you that true story to tell you this. The Word of God is so powerful, it can change the life of any person. I don't care who they are. Because see, Jesus loves even the most vilest offender. Jesus loves the rapist. Jesus loves the drug addict. Jesus loves the prostitute. Jesus loves every sinner. And He can take their life and He can turn it around, because that's how powerful His Word is.